It's time for another Castle Country Focus update. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning is Cheryl Thane, the director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. Cheryl, how are we today?
I'm awesome. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well. What do we got coming up? We got a dinner coming up. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So on March 8th at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Hope Center, that's on 175 North Carbon Avenue, we are doing a dinner for United Way of Eastern Utah. And probably one of the biggest questions I get is what does United Way do? What are you guys all about? So this is going to be kind of an informative dinner. We'd like to spotlight some of our cornerstone partners. Those are the folks who support us, keep the doors open and the lights on. And then we're also inviting a guest speaker to come that night. And his name is Jack Holmes. And he's actually from United Way of Utah County. He's been in the United Way biz for lots and lots of years. Actually, he is one of the originators of United Way of Eastern Utah back in 1981. So we're really excited to hear from him.
Well, that is kind of exciting to have somebody that is in here that knows the area kind
right.
of and that has been there since the beginning. So what do we need to do if we would like to go to this? What do we need to do? What are the ins and outs of it? And how do we get a hold of you guys to let you know?
Yeah. So you can contact me at the office, 637-8911. I'm there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 to 4, and you can RSVP that way. It's $5 a plate. And we're just hoping that we'll get lots of folks to come out and enjoy the evening with us. We're also doing a silent auction that night. So we have some pretty good items up for the silent auction. You can also go to our website at UWEU.org, and you can find out all about the dinner on our website. You can also RSVP on the website and even pay for your meal there. Our donate button is working.
So it's just that simple. Now, why don't we... let's touch a little bit on some of the things that the United Way does in the area and let some people know, you know, maybe they don't know that this is what you guys have done in the past. And you know, it might be kind of enlightening for some people.
Sure.
I know what you do because I've had a lot of dealings with the United Way and we've done a lot of things with your Day of Caring and all that. So let's talk a little bit about some other stuff. And if you want to talk about the Day of Caring, you can because it's a great thing. I love that. So
go ahead and
kind of give us a sales pitch for the United Way. How's
that
sound?
So one of the things that I think people don't understand is that we are there in the office and there are a lot of folks who just drop by and we discuss issues and difficulties that they're having or problems. And then we try to figure out a way to resolve them. So that is one of the things that goes on, you know, day to day. And of course, we're in contact with other charitable organizations in the area, and we work together in things like that. Some of our bigger programs that United Way of Eastern Utah supports is the Live Love Local Cancer Program. And this program is one where you can fill out an application. It's also online. And if you're dealing with cancer and you're having to travel back and forth and things like that, we will help you financially with that. And our goal with Live Love Local is that to give you an immediate encouragement and solution to that problem. Another thing that we do that's probably one of my favorites is the Souls to Souls program, where we deliver shoes to a school when a teacher calls and says, I have a little one who needs a new pair of shoes. We will deliver a new pair of shoes to the school for them. And then, of course, like you mentioned, the Day of Caring, which is one of our bigger ones. And that is a really awesome program. And we do get a lot of things done that day. We've also started a new program that's called the Step Up Dance Program, where we're helping kids who otherwise would not be able to afford to take dance lessons and then do a recital. That's also one of the new programs that we've started in helping some of the youngsters in the area to be able to take a dance class and then perform for their family and friends.
Very cool. That's just some interesting stuff that the United Way is there for anybody that needs it.
Exactly.
And that's what people need to understand.
Exactly.
So let's do a quick recap on the dinner. We're talking March 8th from 6:30 to 8:30. You need to RSVP by March 5th, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and why don't you give them all the info again on that, how to RSVP and everything to register for the dinner.
$5 for the dinner, which is an awesome deal considering that Grog's is catering the event. So $5 for a really great dinner. You can RSVP at the office, 637-8911. You can go to our website, uweu.org, and register there as well. Remember, there's a silent auction, some really awesome things to bid on there, and I think it's going to be a very fun and informative evening hearing from Jack Holmes.
All right. Well, Cheryl, thanks so much for stopping in, and you know, anytime you need to come by and let us know what's going on with United Way, please feel free to do so.
Thank you for being so supportive and helpful.
Anytime. So for more information on this Castle Country Focus update and others, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, you can head on over to KOAL AM 750, 107.3 FM.